This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Peter King. It started an hour ago.
Mr. Speaker and members of Congress.
And lawmakers have just certified the election of Donald Trump as president and J.D. Vance as vice president. As Senate president, it fell to Trump's opponent, Vice President Harris, to announce the results.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes. Kamala D. Harris.
Today's proceedings, a stark contrast to the Capitol insurrection and riot of 2021, the University of Virginia's Larry Sabato.
What's happening today is what should have happened 4 years ago, an acceptance of reality by the party that lost power.
Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Nearly 1,600 people have been charged for their roles in the January 6th attack, some wielding weapons like bear spray, knives, and flagpoles. Of those, at least 1,000 have pleaded guilty, and 600 were charged with assaulting or resisting police officers.
They should immediately be released, immediately, the J6 hostages.
Trump has pledged pardons for the rioters, but he's yet to specify if it'll be all or just some.
The Baltimore area doesn't usually receive a lot of snow, but so far it's gotten nearly 5 inches in the past 24 hours. Maryland's governor and Baltimore's mayor have both declared states of emergency, and in nearby Towson, this woman is taking it all seriously.
Not leaving my house. I'm going to stay home tomorrow. I work in Columbia, so it's way too far, not risking it.
That system stretches up to New England. Another snow band starts in Kentucky and ends in Pennsylvania. FlightAware says more than 4,600 flights are delayed, nearly 2,000 canceled in the U.S. The severe weather also hits the Deep South.
Confirmed tornadoes have caused widespread damage across parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. This woman's mobile home park outside historic Vicksburg, Mississippi, was heavily damaged.
It was incredible. The ground was shaking. The wind was so strong. I can feel it, and it only happened a matter of seconds.
The mid and deep South are in for record cold temperatures and biting winds. Cold weather advisories are even posted for Gulf coastal areas from Texas to Florida. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Atlanta.
Political turmoil in Canada, where Parliament is adjourned until March 24th. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says fights within his own Liberal Party are forcing him out.
I intend to resign as party leader, as Prime Minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 11 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Lake effect snow started last night and continued into most of today. So far, it's a total of around 2 to 4 inches, depending on where you are. Racine County seems to be getting a little bit more. Dozens of accidents have been reported, with law enforcement saying to slow down. Cold temperatures are expected to follow. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Aurora Healthcare has reinstated mask requirements for visitors at all Wisconsin facilities. It's due to rising respiratory illness levels. The decision follows the Wisconsin Department of Health Services report of high illness activity. Other hospital groups have not implemented similar measures. Racine County Jail inmate Devontae Caraway faces potential first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve. The jail assault lasted less than a minute. Kenosha County investigators are leading the inquiry. And a Foxconn affiliate has purchased 20 acres of undeveloped land near its Mount Pleasant complex. They paid about $5 million to the village of Mount Pleasant. The company has not said what they plan on using the land for. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fall to Chicago. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nearly 78,000 fans in 15-degree temperatures watched the Chicago Bears beat the Packers 24-22 at Lambeau Field. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had to leave the game before halftime after injuring his right elbow.
I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and pretty much just went numb.
Wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in his right knee. His season is over. Interim head coach Thomas Brown says the Bears were overdue to get a W.
First time we won a game in 10 games. First time we beat these cats in 11 tries. A lot to play for, and no better feeling than Cairo having a chance to come on the field. Great job by our field goal team to protect. It was perfect execution, drilled it, right, game over.
So the Packers finished the regular season 11-6. They'll face the 14-3 Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. The Bucks take on the Raptors in Toronto. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties until 4 o'clock. With lake effect snow ongoing, heavy at times. It's reducing visibility and making for some slick and slippery stretches. And winds are also feisty, making our high temperatures in the upper 20s feel more like the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, Charleston was once the rage of home. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The debate continues. What's Sonny and Cher's signature song? The Beat Goes On or I Got You, Babe?
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. And then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
had nothing to live for. It looked like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Get off of my cloud.
special day on our website, because Tuesday, you'll get an extra 15% off all the Big Deal gift certificates. Extra 15% off. And the nice part about this is that it's automatic. You don't have to enter a code or anything like that. You check out, you get the extra 15% off automatically. So that's one less thing to worry about. You can shop there today. You can even buy there today if you want. But if you prefer to wait until tomorrow, you'll get a 15% discount on the gift certificates. Just go to WRJN.com and click on Big Deals.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine.
timeless hits. Songs that sound great at work, for example. WRJN.
Baby.
And he's still taking them out on tour. He is going out on tour again. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I'm Dan Marcus. Let's drop another name. Stuart J. Waddles. He's here to bring you up to speed in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The snow is coming to an end, and there was a big impact where it did come down. Not everywhere was impacted, with lake effect snow starting overnight and continuing through the afternoon. Racine and Kenosha counties seemed to be getting the most, but Milwaukee County was also slowed down. The Marquette Interchange was closed earlier today after a crash, with dozens of other crashes and spinouts reported. The cold will set in. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The inmate assaulted in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve has died. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says 35-year-old Joseph Lee was attacked by another inmate in the jail's day room, with surveillance showing the incident lasting less than a minute. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is investigating the case. The inmate involved, Devontae Caraway, will likely now face a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. Following a New Year's Eve house fire, the Growing Tree Child Development Center in Racine is spearheading efforts to assist a staff member and her family. 21-year-old Savannah Loftquist, her baby, and her mother survived the fire near 8th Avenue in Shoreland, but they lost nearly everything. That includes three cats. The daycare is now accepting donations of clothing, baby supplies, and other necessities to help the family recover. Again, that's the Growing Tree Child Development Center in Racine. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Winter weather advisory is in effect for Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties until 4 o'clock, with lake effect snow ongoing heavy at times. It's reducing visibility and making for some slick and slippery stretches. And winds are also feisty, making our high temperatures of the upper 20s feel more like the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 28 degrees.
timeless hits, WRJN. Neil Diamond wrote this song. He wrote a lot of songs for a lot of people. Here's a little bit me, a little bit you, Monkees.
Walk on, yo, don't you walk on, we got things to say. Talk on, let's have the talk, talk, and things will be okay.
Down on the
Local News, Timeless Hits. I'll always associate this song with the movie Major League.
Thank you, baby. You were better to me than I was to myself. myself. For me, there's you, and there ain't nobody else. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is John Wilkes Booth's brother saved Abraham Lincoln's son from being killed by a train. Okay, so I read that and I was like, nah, that can't be true. I looked it up. It's true. John Wilkes Booth had a brother by the name of Edwin, and he apparently saved Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert Todd Lincoln, from serious injury or even death. The incident occurred on a train platform in Jersey City, New Jersey. Now, the exact date of the incident is uncertain, but it's believed to have taken place in late 1864 or early 1865.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Do you like good music? That's sweet soul music. Just long and screaming. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Do you like good music?
got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. 'Cause it's a brand new game I wanna play.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Vice President Harris has completed the unenviable task of announcing this.
The votes for President of the United States are as follows.
Congress officially certifying Donald Trump's election victory over Harris. Here's correspondent Robert Costa.
It's important for American democracy and for the American people to see this unfold in real time. The country is functioning, even at a time of deep political division.
Today's proceedings were a far cry from 4 years ago when hundreds of rioters stormed the Capitol. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
As of today, there are now about 1,600 federal defendants, 1,000 of whom have admitted their crimes. They've pleaded guilty. About 600 of them are accused of assaulting and resisting police officers, and not just with their bare hands, but with bear spray, knives, flagpoles. There were guns brought by some of the rioters that day. One of them shot the gun outside the Capitol.
The insurrection insurrection is blamed for 5 deaths, including those of 3 Capitol Police officers. Donald Trump has said that he would likely pardon some, if not all, of those convicted. It's another wild winter day in much of the top half of the country. For example, Washington, D.C., and Maryland are seeing major snow. CBS's Ian Lee is in Clayton, Missouri, where wind is the problem.